Ta-da! It is time to motivate with a brand new, all new episode of Buddha Bear Talks, the podcast, you guys. Yes, I am joined up with my beautiful, wonderful peoples, Lauren Adams, known as Betty of Petty, and my delicious, crazy, bestie, furball friend, Andrea, known as Aunt Jemima. Yes, and you know me. I'm Ray Ray, aka the handsome Duncan Hines, bitch, because I am full of that fudginess and thickness and make you swirl all around. Yes, my motherfuckers, it is time to do this. And before we get started on this delicious podcast, this wonderful podcast is brought to you by, we're going to do a little advertisement here, by Podopolo. Yes, you guys, my wonderful podcast is now featured on the platform Podopolo. And every time we now do a wonderful intro about these wonderful people, they're really free. A website that has all the podcasts you can listen to for free. And when I say it, yeah, for free. And guess what? You get to listen to the Buddha Bears yourself, me, Lauren, Andrea. So why don't you go over to podopolo.com for more details and get in touch with the Buddha Bear. You won't want to miss all these brand new episodes on season 4 and get to catch up all past episodes as well. So you know it's time to motivate. Go check it out, podopolo.com. Now, fast forward to this wonderful episode. We're going to be talking about today's topic is the ups and downs of femininity. Yes, my little furballs. Yes. Well, before we're going to get right to it, we got this inspired from another podcast I was really listening to. It was on a topic on femininity. And this is something that Lauren and myself, I was like intrigued. I'm like, wait a minute, okay, we're getting somewhere. And Lauren listened to it. So I want you guys to listen to this. It was on Instagram. And shout out to the Beautiful and the Bothered podcast peeps, because this inspired, like, they nailed some points. So let me find it real quick, and I want you to pay attention to hear this out, okay? Stand by, my little chocolate chips. Here it comes. Listen to this, y'all.
Ugh. They hate femininity, yes. Mm-hmm. They hate women.
That's what they're talking about.
I had that realization when I was 12, because mm-hmm. I was like, everything you're scrutinizing me for is a feminine attribute. And then I looked up and I go, oh, you're also doing it to the women that express mm-hmm. themselves that way. One of my first best friends, who was a lesbian and she was very masculine mm-hmm. presenting, we always used to analyze it from the lesbian standpoint. How dare you think you can enter this realm of masculinity and present yourself that way and look this way? And then for gay men, it's this onus of who are you to be born with the privilege of being a man and
choose to squander it,
waste it. Exactly. You were born into a patriarchal society. Eat up.
And there it goes back to placing people in these narrow black and white little boxes that no one was ever designed to fit into.
No.
It's never just that simple.
Never. Exactly.
If you're in the queer community subset of creators, you're healing people.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Whether or not you want to, you're healing the feminine, really.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Healing the feminine.
You're totally right. Oh, people don't hate gay men. They hate femininity.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They hate women.
There we go. Y'all heard that?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I was watching the episode. I'm like, holy shit. He got a valid little valid point. He got a valid point. I was like, now I thought about it. I'm like, nah, he's telling the truth. He's really telling the truth, because that's what's going on now. And I want Lauren, I want your input on this one. Because I like how I like this topic from the Beautiful and Bothered podcast. I love listening to other podcasts. And they were right on point with target with this topic. So I want to hear your input. What's your opinion input, baby? Go ahead, speak.
So My input on that is, you know, if you think about it, and all straight women have done this before, they've seen a gay man before, you know, just be himself. I see it from both standpoints, you know, like the femininity, like they can't stand the femininity or whatever of this man. Mm-hmm. But look at all the masculine women that have no... They don't have any choice but to be the masculine, regardless if they're gay or straight. Because you think about it, they go to work an 8-hour day. they come home and they have to and cook dinner and do the laundry and watch their man sit there and watch TV. And they got to take a shower while baby is right outside the bath, you know, right outside the shower door, you know, like they don't get a minute peace, so they can't embrace their femininity. So when a woman, for example, sees a gay man able to do that, you know, it's not that they hate that, but they're just like, I wish I had that. I wish I could, you know, like I wish I could embrace my femininity like that. So when you get a woman that's just like, you know, and I think mainly the femininity part of somebody not able to stand a gay man would be more of the men against another man with the femininity part.
Mm-hmm.
More than it is the women. Every woman needs a gay best friend. I'm sorry.
You said that constantly. Every
sorry. Yes. And every man needs a gay best friend, because that gay best friend of another man can actually help this man figure out what's wrong with his woman.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, but I honestly think, like, on both sides of it, like, women that can't stand, like, LGBTQ, because there are ones out there like that, it's because you cannot stand the femininity that they're embracing that you cannot at home.
Mm-hmm.
You can't embrace the femininity at home, not when you work a 40-hour week and you got a butt man at the house. He's a good man, but okay.
Mm.
You shouldn't have to put that butt behind him.
For real.
And you shouldn't have to put that, and I have to do this. You know, if he can't watch the kids for you to maintain yourself, then, you know.
He ain't worth it.
Yeah, because you're having to embrace your masculinity and your femininity. But the thing is men nowadays are just, you know, some men are realizing that, you know. But it's sad, because they should have been realizing, maybe I should hold the truck door open for her to begin with. Like, now it's a trend to, oh, actually take care of your women, when it should have been a thing the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Women would be more feminine, honestly, if men would take care of them. And stop complaining about taking care of them. Like, well, I pay all the bills in this house. Right when you start bringing that up, she goes into that masculine form. She's like, okay, I gotta push to leave your ass, because you're complaining about even taking care of my well-being. She's already going to bring up that guard, like, oh, okay. Like, she goes into that. I've had it happen to me several times. Like, I pay all the bills in this house. You don't pay shit. Stop fighting over money anyway. It's a piece of paper. We're in the biggest scheme of all time anyway, but that's why women cannot embrace their femininity. They have to constantly be on their guard of this person possibly, you know, going to bring up the fact what they pay, who pays what, and all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, equal rights. Yes, women want to be in the workforce, and we enjoy being in the workforce if we love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like, I'm trying to say to women, you know, just say in transgender community, women, and, you know, honestly, women should take it as kind of a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, understand that women are Gucci. You are a knockoff of Gucci, okay? Somebody had to create your stuff. We were born that way. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I, you know, take it as a compliment, women. Certain men actually want to be us, but the problem is you can't compete with us.
Mm-mm.
Okay. You will not be able to compete with Gucci. You will not be able to compete with Versace ladies that want to go get a pecker. Okay. You will not be able to do that, because men with a real one that was born that way, that's the real Versace. Okay, right now you Burlington Coat Factory. Okay. Transgender males that turn into females, you are Rosses. I'm sorry. Said what I said. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry for nothing I said. Don't care. But we're complimented by it that you would like to join either party, male or female. I ain't worried about it. It doesn't bother me. I don't know why women are so worried about it for. You know, there are some people that, you know, they're sitting here saying that, you know, these people are a danger. They're not a danger. What's dangerous is my son having to ask what's in between your legs because we got to figure out the pronoun thing. That's what's dangerous. My son shouldn't have to ask that kind of stuff. I mean, that's dangerous, you know, to him, because what if that person doesn't tell him? You know what I'm saying? He goes on this date, he's probably going to eventually get him some. And when he goes down there, it's like, that's a reconstruction. we don't think about this kind of stuff. You know, I mean, if you look like a female to me and I say that you're beautiful, and you're just like, thank you, I'm transgender. I don't care about your gender. I was just saying you're beautiful. Take a compliment. Take that compliment and run with it. What's wrong with that? I don't give a damn about gender. I don't give a damn about color. If you're a good person, you're a good person. If not, I kick it with somebody else. That ain't a problem. Mm. That's just the way it is. Mm. And, you know, the femininity is not embraced enough by gay men have to experience the same thing, I'm sure, Ray, where it's like you have your femininity, but you also got to find somebody that's willing to upkeep your femininity too. So you don't have to go into the masculine. Because like I said to you in that example, I said, Ray, put yourself in a woman's position. You're with this man with an adopted baby. Y'all adopted a baby. And then you have to work at the hospital, come home, and.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up having to be mom, dad, carpool, doctor, lawyer, Pez, Snickers. You have to be all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But you got this whole man sitting there. You a whole man sitting there, and really you just a man boy. Sit and watch cartoons with your baby while she take a shower. Some men don't like to change diapers. My ex-husband never changed a diaper a day in his life. Until I left. I changed all them. He handed them to me. Yeah.
Mm.
Now the girl dad thing, I have enjoyed watching this trend on all these things. Like everybody wanting to be a girl dad, all this other stuff. But that you should just want to be a dad, period. Shut the hell up. Don't matter if it's male, female. But I will tell you this, since the girl dad thing is a trend. You're right, but that should have been done the whole time because a girl needs her father to tell her that she deserves much better. But I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Legacy men out there that have to have that boy. That boy needs his mama.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think mama's baby, daddy's maybe when it comes to the boy? Because my sons can learn from me how to treat a woman. Why you need to treat your daughter how a man's supposed to treat her. Mm-hmm. Nobody thinks about that. Nobody thinks like that, because if I had stayed in that house with my ex-husband, my sons would have been treating every female that way.
Mm-hmm.
My sons know to open the door. I teach them chivalry is not dead. Chivalry is not dead. Open the door for her. Treat her like a woman. Treat her like a lady. That's how I teach them. Femininity, let her embrace that. I teach them to let that girl embrace that. Now, my daughter, she hard-headed as hell. She don't listen to me. But that's because I'm not a male. I'm not her dad. Okay, I'm not her dad that tells her she deserves so much better. Okay? She's got a good guy now or whatever, and he treats her like a princess, like she should be.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, I have comments that I won't say. But anyhow, you know. But that's just the way it is. But, you know, gay men have this femininity that they can embrace. And some women do envy that because they want that. They want to be able to be that perky, loud, confident self that they just don't know how to be. Women don't know how to be that anymore. We have to be quiet and out of the way because we're having to focus on other things. We have to worry about being breadwinners too. And that's tough on a woman, a because we're having to focus on being breadwinners, dealing with all this other stuff. While we got a whole blue collar worker that says he don't have to do nothing because he pays all the bills and I don't make as much as him. I love it when a man, I cannot stand a man that sits there and says, you make, like, if a woman is making more than you, you should praise her for it. If this motherfucker is not happy about your promotion, if he ain't happy about what you are doing, if somebody is not celebrating you, her success is your success.
Right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And these motherfuckers are like, I don't want a woman that's going to make more than me. Yada, 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 yada. The, look, 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 look.
She said, look, look, look. Look, look, look. I wasn't ready for that.
It doesn't matter who's bringing the bread to the table, who makes the most, as long as y'all are together working this shit. Let her embrace her femininity. But when she's got to care, but when she can do it all by her fucking self, she don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that for a minute. She don't need you if you're not going to allow her to embrace her femininity, if you're not going to spiritually guide her in the right direction. She's better off doing it by herself. And that's why men, that's also why men are not wanting to get married and all this other stuff, because, oh, she gets half of my shit, da 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 da. They're looking at all the negative things. But if you are spiritually guiding her and she's able to embrace her femininity with her gay best friend and then vibe at the same time and you're fine with this motherfucker, then you know what? You're going to keep her. But a man's only going to change for one. One. That is it. I mean, really, out of all honesty. But women are having a hard time. Some certain women that are born, I always say you're a product of your raising too.
Mm-hmm.
There's some older generation of women out there that do not believe in LGBTQ stuff. They do not want to accept it and things like that, even though the times have changed. But it's because they're a product of their raising. They're a product of that. So, but also they're noticing, you know, also, you're a good person, you're just gay. I don't like that. But you're not. We don't think about what she goes through at home. Mm-hmm. We don't understand. Some people aren't looking, saying, at home, she may be dealing with, you know, this man that thinks he's a hard ass, but he ain't doing shit to promote her femininity, to make her feel comfortable in her own skin. Some women are not comfortable in their own skin anymore.
Facts. That's true.
It all boils down to self-love. But gay men, I followed this one guy that walks around in New York dressed in some very flamboyant stuff, and he's rocking the shit out of it, not giving a fuck, because it's New York. You can do that. It may be New York or LA. I don't know where he's at. I mean, heels on and everything. I would fall. Okay, my ass would have been in the sidewalk. This bitch rocking that shit. And I'd be in the middle of them white chalk lines. Am I jealous of that? Hell yeah. I sure as shit am. I'm like, motherfucker, teach me's. Teach me's. How do you fit in it? Let me see them boots. Because I'm dead ass. Like, some of these men, they rock the shit out of it. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that we're jealous of, because we want to do that kind of stuff. But as a woman that's had to be both dad, mom, all this other stuff, I haven't had the luxury of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see a man rocking it, I'm like, damn, the fuck? It's not that I envy him. Now, I am just that, because damn, if I wouldn't be on the ground, I want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be laid out in front of a car looking stupid. Like, damn. Here I am.
Oh,
I cherish it more. So, you know, these, I honestly agree with what he's saying, but I also see it from a woman's standpoint. I understand where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Gay men, it's not that they don't like women. They don't want the femininity of a woman. They don't want that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, that's not the issue. But yes, men are scared of the femininity of a man.
Yes.
They are. I see that more for men than I do from women.
I've seen it on personally where even while I'm at work, it's like I see it straight head on, because while I'm at work, as everyone knows, I work at the hospital. And while I'm at work, I am me. I say hello to my colleagues. I keep it pumping and pushing. And I have this embrace, this confidence. Like, I was like, yo, I don't care. I'm just me. And there's a lot of dudes at the workplace that has a very bad, that has a problem with it. They were even gossiping about it, saying, hey, yo, I don't like how this person's so loud and stuff. I go through it at work some of the times, and I'm looking at these people like, why did you? I was like, what the? It, I was talking to Lauren. At first, I was confused as fuck until I saw that video, and then it kind of dawned on me. I said, oh, my God, that was the reason. That was part, yeah. that was the reason. And I'm mm-hmm. like, you're not mad at me because I'm gay. It's that, it's the femininity behind it. You don't like it. We're supposed to be her. But, and also there's another thing. I embraced who I am. Half the dudes haven't. And that's why I was like, there's the underlying problem. They're not accepting themselves who they are, or they're going to feel like mm-hmm. they're triggered.
Right. Right.
And then it's like, then they start the gossiping. Then they start like, hey, yo, I'm just not liking how he's just so loud and proud. I had to literally tell one of my peoples, I said to one of my coworkers, I said, I don't care if they don't, that's not my problem. That's their okay. problem. That's none of my business. They project their uncomfortability around. They can't project that around me. I know who I am. I said, and another reason why I said that also, because they're not where I'm at right now. They don't have their own space where they're at. We live in New York. I live in New York fucking city. Rent is $3,000-$4,000 for a studio. Have these people, inflation's going up. We working in jobs where our paychecks ain't even up. We only make it, what, 20 something an hour, close up to 30, if we're blessed and lucky and fortunate enough to do that, depending on what positions we're at. And it's like, you have also these migrants coming from around the way, and they're getting up all this money. They taking home $14,000 to get to sit around and do nothing while we bust our Skittles. That's not fair. And that's another thing that's been going on. It's like, it's all at once. But not to go off topic, that's what I found. That's what it clicked to me at work. And I was like, they're not mad at me for being gay. They're mad because I'm embracing my femininity for who the fuck I am and not giving a flying fuck. And I had to sit there and tell these people, you don't pay my rent nor my bills. Honey, I can even, excuse my language, you guys, teenagers, if you all listen to this, please cover your ears. I can ride the fucking dick too and cream like the motherfucking bitch can. I don't give a damn. I creams just like the bitch, pre-cum and all. Ooh, ah, giddy, giddy, bang, bang. I don't
preach.
I love you. I don't give a hot fucking damn. I creams too. I takes the dick as well. And I'm proud of the motherfucker. I say it every time.
Preach.
So if you got a problem, that's on you. Because I love me. You don't like it? Hey, that's on you.
The Ray over here.
Don't get me passion up in here talking about, oh my God, oh, I can't do this. You know what's going on. You know who, you don't know who the fuck you are. I know who I am.
Let the church say amen.
Amen. You can laugh me all you want, but they know I'm telling the truth. I'm passionate as hell. I ride the dick and cream like the motherfucker too. One of my coworkers choked when I said that. They said, yo, Ray, you stupid. No, and he said, yo, it's the truth, though.
Yep.
He's straight. He said, yo, you're telling the truth. If you don't like my loud ass, go that way. You don't pay my bills. That's worry about so. You. I never had a straight friend in my entire life worried about my femininity. Even the brothers that I'm real cool with. They don't got no issue with it. They comfortable with themselves.
Uncomfortable about who they are. No one should ever be uncomfortable about who they are.
I would see it being more from the white male community more than I would see it from black male community. Black people have always been accepting of me. I've been accepting of them. I see more of the standoffish of a male that is gay. I would suspect it being more from a white male being all standoffish of any gay man. It ain't just black or white. I'm talking about any gay man. Mm-hmm. A white male is going to be more perceptive to being like, no, don't you be coming over here with that shit. That's what I see. Black men, I don't care who you are. Just don't mess with them. They don't give a shit.
Sure don't.
They don't give a fuck. I mean, that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. I've never met any black people that have never welcomed me in their house that have not ever, like, that always treat me good.
Mm-hmm.
I get treated better by the black community than I do the white community.
I get treated.
Okay, if that's even a community. Like, I don't even care. I always say I'm colorblind. I don't care who you are. If you're a good person, I'll chill with you. If you're not, bye. Bye-bye.
Meow.
If you want less, go find less.
Facts. If you don't like all this loudness, take it down a notch. Go find a person that's going to take it down a notch, but I'm not doing it over here. Not me.
That's the thing. You shouldn't have to take it down a notch for being yourself. You either like that person for who they are, or you keep it moving. But don't change yourself because one person out of a billion people finds something wrong with you.
And I don't give a
don't make up a billion. Like, you're just one person.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down. Keep it moving.
It costs nothing to stay in your lane.
Thank you. It really doesn't.
It costs nothing to stay there. The thing is that we're considered a free country, but everybody else wants to be in everybody else's business and have a freedom of speech to say whatever they want to about the situation, when really, out of all honesty, just keep it to yourself and just let America be America. Unless you are feeding me, fucking me, and paying all my bills, just leave me alone about it.
But if you feel like you have freedom of speech, I feel like I have the same too.
Right. That part.
Speech, and I have the freedom to cuss you out.
Yeah, like, you know, like somebody talking about, like if somebody was talking about what I was wearing, I'd talk about her hairline.
I about spit myself out.
Oh, shit.
You turned LeBron James out of my face.
Thank God I ain't spit nothing out. I dropped my damn drink.
Or either just, you know, like, I mean, like, for example, my coworker sat there and was, like, being really sarcastic with me, talking about some, Lauren, you're going to be great and all this stuff because I'm a private chef for a company. And, like, you know, she was saying, like, all that kind of stuff. And she's LGBTQ and she's cool as shit. Me and her vibe together. Me and her, you know, boom, 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 boom. Like, you know, we put it out. I'm a head chef. And I don't have to ask her really to do nothing. We just do it. And literally, you know, she was being very sarcastic, and she was like, Lauren, you're going to be great. Lauren, you're going to do this, and then you're going to be the boss man or whatever. And I was like, I looked at her, and she just started laughing at me. And I was like, you know what? What you just manifested, thank you for that, but don't be sarcastic with me. Like, don't, because I take care of my blessing. I was blessed with this job. Okay. This one I was very much blessed with. And she was that way about it. Like, don't,
jealous people out here.
Like, I'm glad that you put it out there that I'm going to be great and all this other stuff. But I know you're being sarcastic, and that's okay. You do you. But let me go on ahead and say, what you just threw out there in the universe, I'm going to get. Thank you. Thank you for that.
People always envy others.
Yeah.
She's lost her passion.
But they don't really see it in themselves.
She's lost her passion for, I think, cooking in general. I think she's lost a lot of her passion. She's got a lot of resentment, like we've talked about. But the whole point of fact is that, you know, she's the masculine and LGBTQ, and I love her for it. She's amazing cook. God knows she's amazing at it. I couldn't ask for a better sous chef. And, you know, she's good at it, but she could be like, when she said that, I thought she was being serious until I looked at her face, and I was like, she really thinks that's going to hurt my feelings? No. Mm-hmm. I was like, honey, you just, no. See, you're not going to be like that towards me. You know, there's the, you know, I have to embrace my femininity differently. I have to, just having to be both and having to be mom, dad, all this, yada, yada, yada. Breadwinner, provider, you know, I got to be those things. Mm-hmm. And the whole point of fact is that all women have to embrace it differently. Mm-hmm. We have to go so different. You know, I mean, gentlemen, if you take a woman that don't get out of the house much, she works a 50-hour work week. Okay, she can cook, clean, take care of her kids and her bills. You can't just walk up in there and think that, you know, that is going to be easy to settle her down.
Mm-mm.
You got to be willing to step up and do it for her.
Shaba.
And not expect her to do it. You got to make her feel, you got to make her actually not do it. Not do some of these things. You're going to have to actually be like, I got it. You're going to have to be like, I got this. Like, you're going to have to be a little more, not really assertive, but just be like, you don't, no. You're not on your own this time. I got this. Go take your shower. Or, I got this. Go chill. It's hard. It's hard for a woman to settle down when she's had to play both roles. But then when she does, she starts to embrace that femininity. She starts putting those clothes on she didn't get to put on. She starts putting on that dress that she had never been able to wear. And it probably still has the tag on it. Yeah. People wondering what, you know, their ideal man is. Hell, half these women don't know anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Half these women do not know anymore because they haven't had time to really think about those things. They don't know their flavor. They don't know their flavor. They just know they don't want to be treated like shit. They don't want to be complained to about money. They don't want to be complained to about a fucking bill. They don't want to sit here and have to have a man tell them, well, I pay all the bills in this fucking house.
Nobody should ever have to hear that.
I've heard that so many times, like so many times. And let me tell you something. It literally brings out my masculinity. And when I say that, I'm talking about like I start grinding harder at work because I know it's about, I've got to go. Mm-hmm. Not when I can do it on my own. Not when I can do it on my fucking own. That's the way I see it. Not when you can do it on your fucking own. And people, mm-hmm. and men think that they can say that, and it hurts a woman because technically the man is the provider and the spiritual leader of the house. The man is.
They push a woman to try even harder.
It didn't push me. It don't even push me to try. It don't even push me to try. It pushes me out. And that's what it does to a lot of women, is it pushes them out. Oh, you don't want to take care of me. You don't want. Okay, so I have to take care of myself on this, because you've obviously said right then that you basically are, you're basically neglecting me in a way. You're basically saying, okay, I pay all the bills in this house, and I don't like doing that. I don't like paying bills for you. I don't like providing for you. Unfortunately, you got to find a man that likes providing for you. But always keep your job, ladies. When he's like, oh, you can sit at home. No, I like making money.
No.
Don't you give up your career. Don't you give up anything for somebody to tell you that. Because once you hand them that power, I'm telling you, once you hand them the power to do it, it happens every time. I was a stay-at-home mom with my three, because daycare is just outrageous. And that is what I got all the time. He wanted me to work twice as hard as him, or just as hard as him. So it was 5 a.m. I had to get up. I had to cook him breakfast. I had to pack his lunch. And I had, and there better not be a lick of laundry on the floor. I was getting very much scolded for that. Why am I going to put 2 pieces of laundry in the washer? Just wash it. Mm. Like, we have to think about this. Had vacuum every day. Had a mop every day. Had a like, it was constant. But he didn't have to do shit when he got home. He didn't have to help me with the kids. He didn't have to help me do any of that. But, yeah. So, you have to understand, like, when you give that man the power to tell you, I pay all the bills in this house, you better do what the fuck I ask you to do. What does that make me want to do for you?
Not nothing.
Not a damn thing. Now I feel like I got a job and I'm obligated to even take care of you. I don't feel like we're a team. I don't feel like I can embrace my femininity. I can't be. Now, if it was one of the things where he never complained about that, he treated me like a lady. He treated me good. I would willingly, and you got to dick it down right, because you ain't getting breakfast out of me unless you can do that shit. Gosh damn it. And I ain't a breakfast person. Sorry. We ain't doing, no. You got to be right on that. I am sorry to tell yous. You've got to be able to do that, and then you'll get breakfast beside the bed. I guarantee you money back. But that's the thing. If you spiritually guide me, like my guard is down, I'm spiritually guided by you. Oh yeah, I'm willingly going to do those things. Any woman's going to willingly do those things.
I don't mean to laugh, but right in his faces.
Because I've already told Ray this, and he just.
That's why I did the face. I said, yeah, she told me. She said this already. I was like, if he ain't dicking me, dick. I said, ooh. Come on, baby. Tell it.
You got to be very much engageful in that area of the world. And then, you know, your breakfast is beside bed with your daggum coffee, okay?
Y'all heard that, fellas.
That's the way it is. And women will do those little things like that. If you spiritually guide her, you don't have to ask her really. If you bring peace into her life, you won't ever have to ask her for that, as long as you've given it to her. She is a reflection. She's a reflection way you treat her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, I mean, just...
Ray in that candle.
Run her a bubble bath and see what happens. Run her a bubble bath and rub her back one time.
Right.
Like, simple little shit. Women are not hard to figure out. Just men are making it overcomplicated because they think women are here for eat, sleep, breathe, and breathing. Fuck y'all that say that shit.
I second that. My name is Trent, a.k.a. Aunt Jemima, and I approve this message.
Right.
Vote Lauren for president.
Yeah, Madame President Petty. Madame President Petty.
I need to open up a school called, like, Ready for Petty. just ready for petty and just be a school to learn to be petty. Ready to be petty?
Yo, I would put an application there.
Shit.
Aunt Jemima in the house.
They're ready to bake.
I'm dead. I'm serious. Like, they do. These men talking about some eat, sleep, breathe, and breathing shit. But yet you want us to work a 40, pay half the bills, fuck you, raise your kids, cook your dinner. Where are you going to come in and help me where I lack?
Exactly. Y'all want us to work a 40, but then you wonder why we drinking a 40.
Damn. Yes.
Yeah. She hit it right down the chalkboard with that one.
But hey, listen, if you leave a negative comment, we know the shoe fits.
Right.
Lace it up.
And you know they're both crazy, so beware. Don't put no man like that down.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe she's born with it.
I was born.
With Maybelline.
That's gonna be my name on the next one, is Maybelline.
You know what mine's gonna be? My name is gonna be Maybe Baby. Maybe I'll speak, maybe I won't. Maybe I'll lie to you. Maybe I'll tell you.
I'll put thinking with my dick.
All right, Kevin Gates. Ray, what's your name?
No, I'm just messing with you. I will put Puna Katana down there, but I'm not doing that. Puna Katana wins. Optimus Puss.
Miss Puss.
Optimus Puss.
Optimus Puss. Oh. Ooh. I got that Dicepticon stuck in my fucking head.
I'm going to put rainbow, see how many people I can offend. Just put the little rainbow thing.
I need to put Taste the Rainbow.
I'm going to be Pop-Tart.
You know, have you ever named a coworker Kit Kat because they always taking a break?
Yeah.
Yeah, I called him Kit Kat before.
We know.
Called one Snickers because they always hungry.
No, I usually say Snicks for the dick.
Twix. Have a break, have a Kit Kat. You always on break, bit.
Right.
Damn. Which, women don't get a break. A man may work from sun to sun, but a mother's work is never done.
It sure isn't.
You know, it's like that. Men don't want to. Actually, believe it or not, I heard that from an old woman one time. Because when I was drawing blood, she told me that saying. And I said, damn, if that ain't the darn truth, if I ever heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest truth I ever heard. Come from an elderly black woman in Wilson. And she told me that I loved seeing her every week. And she would sit there and I'd talk to her. I would make her my last stop. And she would... She would tell me that. She was like, she'd say that just about every time I talked about my kids. She'd be like, man may work from sun to sun, but a mother's work is never done.
Amen.
Because our job 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365, and people complain because a mom stays at home and takes care of her kids, but we ain't thinking about that child care bill. You know, she ain't getting paid. The least a man can do is actually give her a break, let her take a shower, let her embrace her femininity.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get that luxury at all.
Mm-mm.
I had to embrace my masculinity part of what, you know, what was of me. So when I, you know, I've never had a individual that would allow me to do that. So understand that there are women out there that want to embrace their femininity, that want to do those things. But you got to give us the opportunity. You got to give us time to do them. All right, you know, men are starting that, like I said, that girl dad shit. Y'all should have been doing this the whole damn time. Is that damn 2024? Y'all just now figuring out, oh, girl dad, I want to be a girl dad. What the fuck wrong with you?
Be like a trend.
Like, yeah, it had to be a trend for y'all to fix that. Yeah,
for social media at that.
Oh yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah, it had to be that before they got the picture of how that's supposed to work.
I wonder how many dads do that and then they'd be like, you can have your child back.
There's probably plenty, or either they're actually coming around to it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're coming around to it, but you know, femininity is important, but dads don't know how important they really are. Because the way you treat mama is the way daughter sees herself getting treated too. Mm-hmm. So if mama isn't getting a break to take her shit shower and shave, brush her damn teeth properly, then daughter is already seeing that if mama can't take care of herself because daddy's not allowing her to, then I won't be able to take care of myself.
Right.
There's so many things that kids watch. Kids watching absolutely everything, and especially when you're bad-mouthing LGBTQ community or Black community or any kind of race. We just need to get along. I don't give a damn what your fucking race is. I'm tired of that race shit and putting it into sections and splitting it into fourths and fifths. I don't care about pronouns. I don't care about none of it.
True.
Don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
True.
Oh, pronoun trend.
Oh boy.
That's a thing on TikTok too.
I'm not asking somebody what a pronoun are. I'm sorry, I will never ask that question because I'm just not like, I'm not gonna sit at a table and the first thing I say at any college is it's not like where I work at. It's not like I'm gonna ask people around and be like, "What's your pronoun?"
Right.
Person, place, thing, idea.
I'm not saying she or anything. I say, "Hey."
Right.
You hear me or you don't.
Right. We're not doing that.
Well, I'm gonna be like Ray. Me.
I wonder if they do that in a prison. I said, I wonder if they do that in prison.
What are you laughing for? What is funny?
I wonder if they ask the pronouns in prison.
If I talk, I'm going to be like Ray. Meow. No. You're going to hear me now. Meow. Wolf. I'm going to speak like Dory. I can speak well. Hey, can you hear me? You hear me talking to you.
You are going to hell. Oh my God. Not live on a fucking podcast.
Oh, the way line.
Oh my fucking God.
What part of didn't give a fuck did we know? I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry for nothing I say. I said what I said.
Everybody has their own opinion. I'm not knocking it.
I don't believe you should be sorry for what you say. I don't. You already said it. You can't take the word what it said.
That should be.
I ain't sorry what I said either about suck it up and be your fuck. Let me be me and shit. When I say you don't. I learned how to ride the dick too and creams like the next bitch can.
Lauren's name on the next one should be, I'm not sorry.
I'm not. I won't say that. You know what? That's a good one. So not sorry.
Look,
so
her not name, sorry. Her name. She's over here. Her name's gonna be I'm Not Sorry. My name's gonna be Kinda Sorry.
Ray's gonna be Cream.
Halfway sorry.
No, Ray's gonna be Cream.
He's gonna be Creamer. Then my coffee will never be the same.
Exactly.
Hey, all of you motherfuckers. But yes.
Pour out all the creamers in my fridge.
I am never that bad, honey. I never have an expiration date. This is the caramel of life here.
I will take that cinnamon roll.
That should be your name, caramel of life.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the circle of life, caramel of life.
Mm-hmm.
His name should be Get Off the Bus, Rosa.
All right, Coretta.
Of 2024.
Yo, wait! We've been having this thing before we got on here because I was on my way home. And I'm like, y'all, I'm on my way. I'm on the bus. I'm heading home. Here come Drea.
I told him to get off the bus, Rosa.
And I told her, I said, okay, all right, Coretta.
I told her she was out of pocket.
Yep, that's why I love both of y'all. We all out of pocket. No give a damn.
Oh, damn.
But yes, that concludes. If there's anything y'all else want to share, this is now the time before we close this episode.
Okay. You have to throw our positivity out there.
Oh, yes.
Never be afraid to be yourself. It doesn't matter what people think of you. You have to be comfortable within yourself. You are in your body. You have to be comfortable. Who cares what outsiders think? They think too much. They overthink. Okay? I love you. Jesus loves you. You love you. That's all that matters.
Right.
You have to love yourself because out of all honesty, you got to live with you the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. Never let somebody tell you. You don't need the French fries or the cheeseburger. You don't need those clothes, those shoes. You only live once. Buy it. And you deserve it.
Mm-hmm,
you work hard for it.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, you're amazing.
And also, you're that unique. You are forever that unique flavor. Stay in that sauce. Never change the blend for nobody. No matter what seasoning, no matter what type of sauce, what if it's sweet or sour, whatever it may be, never change your flavor. Stay your uniquely yummy self. You hear me?
My flavor's no fuck. No fucks given.
That's right.
Yeah, my flavor. Oreo.
My flavor, caramel.
Lost in the sauce. That's what yours is.
I fucking hate you.
I know.
Mine is sick of this disease. Sick of this disease sauce.
Mine says fuck you.
You know what mine is? These nuts. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You know what?
You took my next one at that.
Shit. Shit. Y'all know so what? Good. This concludes today's episode. I hope you guys enjoy. That.
We're not concluded yet.
We are concluded, dang it. Crazy ass. This concludes today's episode. I hope you guys enjoy. Please follow us on Instagram. Please give this podcast a rating of 5 stars. I hope you enjoy this episode. I hope this resonates and connects with you. And I hope that you learn something from it. And always remember, never change yourself for no fuck about it, because they don't pay what? They don't pay your bills, nor your rent, nor your mortgage. And they don't buy the dick, nor they
clean. I know why we're concluded. Because Lauren has a bedtime.
Shut up. Shut up. Yeah, because she got to get up in the morning. All right, you guys. Time to motivate. Until the next episode. Bye. This concludes, bitch. We that nigga.
Meow.
Wolf nigga.
Well, there goes.